Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly. Hopefully this is going to be the final segment. I got to tell you, folks, we're talking about, did the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the spiritualists and mysticists establish this country? And yet it's all being aimed at our forefathers, yet our forefathers had nothing to do with what they're being accused of. Well, this is what the devil does. Revelation 12:10 tells us what? He's the accuser of the brethren. The devil accused the Lord of what he's guilty of. That's what they do. That's why he was crucified, right? And we're going to be covering that part 9 today. And again, I just got to tell you, friends, I have, this is not a Bradley Dean word, but I have thoroughly enjoyed the time that we have spent on this. And I am so glad that I went through this. And it is amazing to me how many people are saying, thank you for taking the time to cover this topic. I mean, I've had preachers' wives responding, saying this information needs to be spread from coast to coast. Absolutely it does. But again, an apple tree brings forth apples. An orange tree brings forth oranges. We shouldn't have had to have somebody do it in the first place, but we are in a new generation, and the Lord does raise up such to teach that new generation, right? And that's why we're doing what we're doing in building the breaches rather than making excuses as to why we're not building the breaches, Isaiah 58, verse 12, and then giving some made-up heretical excuse as to how we're going to be raptured from responsibility. It's not going to happen, folks. I do want to let you know before we get going on this little exposition and part 9 of the topic. If you want to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the schedule as well, and you're going to see that we have some up-and-coming dates. We got one more to add to this. Next week, we're going to be in Otsego, Minnesota on April 9th at 6:30 p.m. Then we're going to be in Arkansas. We got another date out of Arkansas. We're going to be in Oklahoma as well. And then we got another date in Monticello. We're also going to be in Florida. We're waiting for that confirmation, which I believe we just got yesterday, just waiting for one more nod. And we're going to be going with that one as well. That will be in the Pensacola area as well, friends, the East Coast. Okay, so we got much up and coming, much to do in fulfilling our call, Mark 16:15, and being educated and conveying that education and testimony over to those that need to see the light the way that we claim that we see the light. And in this position, we can only give what we have, right? And that's exactly what we're doing here. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead again over to the schedule. You'll see where we're going to be at when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to the bar on the right side. This is an educational channel that's available as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tons of videos, literally nine pages deep of videos, educational videos, giving the people the answers that they declare that they want. Also, you can take the time to go over to the store your orders, if you order today, they will go out tomorrow morning. The USPS tells us 3 to 5 days you'll have your orders. Much there for you to choose from per your request. Again, if you'd like to be a member and keep us out there, become a son or a daughter of Liberty, we thank you for doing so. All on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new over here, go ahead and go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are and what it is that we have done, inviting you to judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16-20 as well. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There we are. If you want to give us a call, please do. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's too much of that nonsense going on over here, friends, in this country, and it needs to stop. We need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and get this right, period. Cool? Okay, so with that said, I got about 3-4 minutes left on this segment, and I'm going to go ahead and teed up for the up-and-coming segment, and I'm going to get over to the founding forefathers that were, in fact, Masons, stone layers, brick layers, cathedral builders, and I'm re-emphasizing this point and reiterating this point for those that are joining us anew. A Mason is a bricklayer, not an occultist, not a Satanist, not somebody that's a part of the Illuminati. A man whose occupation is to lay bricks and stones is the definition of what a Mason is. Okay? Again, just laying a foundation for the newcomers. A Freemason is one of the fraternity of Masons. That was an individual that was a Mason who was from a different part of the country that met at the lodge where they would in fact be brought together in a fraternity. And I want you to understand what a fraternity is. It's a group of people sharing a common profession. In this particular case, they were stone layers from those that were local and from those that were not from local concerning the continent. They were all brick layers. Period. They would go to the lodge, they'd be preached to by the local preacher, regardless of what Christian denomination it fell under, okay? So with that, I got that laid. I just wanted to highlight this real quick. Isn't it interesting that much of this nonsense that we've been taught by Albert Mackey and that of Albert Pike, it all came in, this paganism and this Satanism and this occultism all came in about 100 years after our forefathers died. And what's interesting about it is they went ahead and created something out of Masons and Freemasonry, a Freemasonry that has nothing to do with the very definition. A matter of fact, again, case in point, if I was asked to ask a Mason today or a Freemason today as to what it is, they would tell you, I don't know. I thought it was just this secret society, this cult that we're a part of, when in fact they don't even know the definition of what they're a part of. Well, I'm giving you that, and I'm making distinction between what it really is and what they want you to believe it is, and who's responsible for establishing what it is that we have 250 years later as a Christian nation. 86% attribute themselves as to be and claim to be Christians when we know that's not true. But you get the point. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. 250 years later, we still call ourselves a Christian nation. And so has every president up until criminal, sodomite, foreigner Barack Obama. And now we're also making distinction between what the definition of a Freemason and a Mason today is. And it's not good. It is Satanism. It is the Illuminati. It is those that are a part of a cult. You get the point? Good. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight something our Supreme Court said during 1854 concerning this country. Well, Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got much to cover, and hopefully we are going to kill this today. Again, I've enjoyed this time. I'm not looking forward to the fact that we're going to kill the topic, but I am saying that there's a lot of information that I need to share with you, and I need to get back to some of the things that are happening across the country to make sure people's eyes are wide open, okay, like our forefathers conveyed to us. I want you to listen to this really quick. This is in 1854. This is around the time that Mackey, by the way, and Pike began to reorganize, to resurrect doctrines that had nothing to do with our forefathers when it came to the Freemasons and the Masons, okay? Listen this to the state of the country and the consciousness of the country during this particular time. In 1854, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution... That was the era that our forefathers lived through, fought through, and established what it is that we had and have today. He said, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. All the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiments was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one Christian denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity, said Congress in 1854. That was the religion of the founders of this republic, Article 4, Section 4, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That's me and you. All right, just wanted to go ahead and throw another rock at a statue that should not be standing in anybody's mind or heart in any sense of the word. Read Judges 6. You'll understand that perfectly. Also wanted to read this because I don't think people know. Most of the people in this country don't know the Declaration of Independence, but I'm here to tell you there's four references as to who they called out to when they resisted and basically resisted the tyrant from across the pond. That's in the Declaration of Independence. But do you know what the Declaration of Independence was for our forefathers? It was called the Mayflower Compact. This is just another nail in the coffin of the revisionists and the propagandists. And I want you to hear this. It's very short. This is the Mayflower Compact. This is what our forefathers had for forefathers and what it is that our forefathers and their forefathers had left our forefathers, those that wrote the Declaration of Independence. Again, it's called the Mayflower Compact. Listen carefully. In the name of God, amen. That's the first thing they say. We choose whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith. Having undertaken for the glory of God in the advancement of the Christian faith in honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these, Old English by the way, do is D-O-E, by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence and one of another of God, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid. And by virtue hereof, do enact or to enact, constitute and frame such and equal laws under God, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colonies, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. They're talking about obedience and submission to the Lord, in witness thereof and whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod to the 11th of November in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domino, 1620. Whoa, that sounds like something we might find at the Plymouth Rock. And what stands next to the Plymouth Rock? The National Monument to our forefathers. And what is that national monument? That's a different show. Oh my goodness. The Lord's fingerprints are on every angle of that octagonal statue. Literally every angle. Okay, so again, the Lord's fingerprints are on everything. And I wanted to highlight this really quick too before we get into the main topic here concerning our forefathers. It's interesting. Most people don't know this, but you do know now that every state preamble starts out acknowledging God. As a matter of fact, I have ours here from the state of Minnesota, and the first thing it does is acknowledge God and where our rights come from, okay? And in 1776, the Delaware Constitution, did you know in an acknowledgement of Christian belief was a requirement for holding public office during the years of our founding forefathers? Oh, my goodness. How does that stand in the face of what you've heard from the propagandists? Huh? And those that have drank in the Kool-Aid and parrot the propagandist and the revisionist, namely those in the conservative, said conservative movement and the Christian churches. Huh? They didn't do their due diligence, folks. This is what it says. The Delaware Constitution, the prerequisite. Every person appointed to public office shall say, I do profess faith in God the Father, and in Jesus Christ his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, one God, blessed forevermore, and I do acknowledge the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. Oh my goodness. Maybe this is why, still to date, your said representatives put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, ending their sworn oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, with, so help me God. People, it's right in front of your faces. Pennsylvania and Vermont constitutions, and each member of the legislature, before he takes his seat, shall make and subscribe the following declaration. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Okay. How does this jive, folks? How does this jive with what we're hearing today outside of this ministry? It doesn't. It doesn't in any sense of the word. Let's go back to this with George Washington. In 1855, John Frederick Schroeder studied all of Washington's available writings and divided Washington's pithy statements into a variety of topics and categories. Okay? Washington was a prolific writer, said he. Today there are nearly 100 volumes of his published writings. And this does not include the countless volumes written about him by his friends and contemporaries, people that worked with him. Schroeder compiled Washington's saying into the book called The Maxims of Washington, and dividing his maxims into four categories, political, social, moral, and religious. And in that book, Schroeder introduced each category of maxims with testimonies about George Washington from those that he worked with. These testimonials came from noted individuals who personally knew Washington, including Alexander Hamilton, General Marquis de Lafayette, John Paul Jones, John Hancock, and numerous others in the section on Washington's religious maxims. Those are numerous individuals who testified about George Washington's Christian faith and character. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Marshall served on Washington's staff during the Revolution, and he declared he was a sincere believer in the Christian faith and a truly devout man. Okay, is John Marshall a liar? Absolutely not. Elias Boudinet was a president of the Congress during the Revolution and under President Washington as a member of Congress, helping frame the Bill of God-Given Rights. He declared of Washington, the general was a Christian. Okay, just the opposite of what you're seeing today. Just the exact opposite of what you're seeing today. I want you to think about what I'm going to say. America, you have it backwards. Our forefathers, say the revisionists, were called Satanists and occultists. And yet, those same revisionists, occultists, Satanists, and propagandists today would have you believe that the politicians of today are the godly men, whereas our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists. This is what they want you to believe. Does anybody in their right mind believe it when you see the federal and state government, those that are in this alliance of hell again, Isaiah 28, verse 18, they're clearly at war with everything that the Lord used our forefathers to establish concerning our God-given rights. Is it true? Absolutely. Again, does this make sense now why Bradley's platform and Tim's platform is being polarized and attacked by big tech companies in the mainstream media? I hope so. Why? Because it spits out against everything that they're lying to you about, in every sense of the word. Elias Boudinet was the president of the Congress. He said of George Washington, the general was a Christian, period. We're going to come right back. We're talking about Freemasonry and our founding forefathers. Myth versus fact. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News Update. At least 9 people have died after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the east coast of Taiwan, the strongest in 25 years. Multiple aftershocks as strong as magnitude 7 are expected in the coming days. Taiwan, Japan, and the Philippines all issued tsunami warnings, but they have now been canceled. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers. More than 275,000 homes and businesses across West Virginia, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan lost power. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so we were just talking about George Washington, folks. If you just joined us, we're talking about did the Masons, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, spiritualists, and mysticists establish this country? No, they didn't. Okay, it all changed 100 years after our forefathers died. Again, giving you the definition of what a Mason is. It is a stone layer. A Freemasonry or a Freemason was one that traveled the continent, and a lodge was where they all met to be preached by preachers during that particular time. A fraternity is those that, not what you see again today or is what it's defined out to be today. When you think of fraternity, what do you think of? Some little historic get-together, a cult, a secret organization, and they like to believe that they're the enlightened ones. Has nothing to do with it. A fraternity is a group of people sharing a common profession, just like the Freemasons, the stone layers, the brick layers, and the Masons, the stone layers, the brick layers, or the stone cutters. They all shared in the same profession. Nothing more, nothing less. Not Illuminati's, not a bunch of stinking occultists, not a bunch of Satanists, the way that you've been taught today. This was the furthest thing from our forefathers. As a matter of fact, we're talking about right now the character of George Washington by being defined by his and conveyed to us by testimonials from his contemporaries, those that he worked with, such as Elias Booth. Boudinot, who was the president of Congress. He said of Washington, the general was a Christian. Of course he was. We know him by his fruit. There are similar additional testimonies about how Washington scattered throughout the chapter, but there's no doubt that those who knew Washington personally and unequivocally declared that he was a Christian man. In fact, testimonies abounded from Washington's contemporaries confirming his very Christianity in which he exhibited. Washington respects God's word, believes in the atonement through Christ, and bears himself in all humility and gentleness. That was Reverend Henry Muhlenberg, founder of the Lutheran Church of America. He was a firm believer in the Christian religion. For my own part, I trust I shall never lose the impression made on my own mind and beholding, looking, and seeing in the house of prayer the venerable hero, the victorious leader of our host, bending in humble adoration to the God of armies and great captain of our salvation. That was Jonathan Sewall. He was a songwriter and an attorney. Abiel Holmes, a revolutionary surgeon and a historian said, if we cannot aspire at his talents as a general, a president, or a statesman, we may imitate his virtues as a man, a citizen, and a Christian. Well, that's Hebrews 13:7 to a T right there. Hebrews 13:7. Read it when you get a moment. Congressman, governor of New Hampshire, Jeremiah Smith. He was also a revolutionary soldier. He said, Christianity is the highest ornaments of human nature. Washington practiced upon his beliefs. He was neither ostentatious or ashamed of his Christian profession. And perhaps the most concise testimony of George Washington, again, getting caught up, was that of George Washington's faith, which came from Nellie Custis, his adopted daughter. She had said in a letter, forcefully declared, I should have thought it the greatest heresy to doubt his firm belief as a Christian. His life, his writings prove that he was a Christian, period, she said. As well, may we question his patriotism, his heroic, disinterested devotion to his country. It doesn't line up, is what she's saying. Even though his adopted daughter declared that one might as well question the patriotism of Washington as questioned by his Christianity, nevertheless, the work of today's secular revisionist, secular meaning without God, George Washington has wrongly been labeled a deist. It's just like, okay, I live this too, man. They accuse you of everything and anything. Just like what Jesus said, if they called me Beelzebub, just imagine what they're going to end up calling you. Oh, it's everything under the sun. There's nothing new. And the enemy only attacks doers of the word, folks. Do remember that. Those that keep the testimonies of the Lord. He doesn't attack those that are apathetic and that just lay around and do nothing. The devil can't even use them. They're worthless. So this, none of this surprises me as I'm conveying this over to you. The difference was of the introduction, the section was changed, and we're talking about an example of the revisionism that has taken place through the original Maxim of Washington and how it was recently printed in its entirety. That is almost in its entirety. Again, the difference was that the introduction to each section, listen carefully, was changed. They omitted certain things. The revisionists did. And in the section of Washington's religious maxims, the personal eyewitness testimonies from those who declared George Washington to be a Christian were replaced by the commentary of a present-day professor claiming that George Washington was a deist and not a Christian. A deist is God created you and then he left you in the world. He's not a father to you. He's not a God to you. Doesn't Scripture condemn that? It absolutely does. This is just more nonsense, folks. Just trying to keep people distracted. As if to suggest that George Washington would want you emulating him or his heirs, because I'm sure he had them in the first place. He would say, don't look to me, look to the Christ, because Christ is the standard, not me. And isn't it interesting how many times Jesus called out to the Lord as Father? Do you think that George Washington didn't do the same? Absolutely he did. Deism, baloney, folks. Revisionist W.E. Woodrow similarly asserts the name of Jesus Christ is not mentioned even once in the vast collection of Washington's published letters. They're straight up liars. And guess what, folks? Freedom of speech does not cover those that lie. Lying is a crime. It is a violation of the Ninth Commandment, Exodus 20. But yet, I guess the mainstream media and their propagandists and their revisionists and all those that go along with it, I guess they got a right to lie yet. If you look at Charles D. Montesquieu, who along with John Locke and William Blackstone, when they laid the foundation of this country through common law and English common law and the commentation on English common law by William Blackstone, it's interesting that Charles D. Montesquieu said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. We don't have a right to break the law. Neither do these revisionists that are trying to paint a picture of Washington and our forefathers that does not exist. Furthermore, they cannot prove any of the things that they're asserting here in any sense of the word or claiming. This guy said, Jesus Christ is not mentioned even once in the vast collection of Washington's published letters. He is an absolute liar. Proverbs 19:9 comes to my aid right now, Mr. Woodward. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. I strongly suggest, sir, that you lie, but you're not here anymore. And yet on 12th of June, 1779, to the Delaware Indian chiefs, Washington declared, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are." See, folks, this is how the mainstream media gets away with what they're getting away with, too. This is how the propagandists are getting away with the things that they're getting away with. Do you realize that 99% of the things that you're dealing with right now that the federal and state governments are doing are a violation of law? Are they telling you that they're breaking the law? No, they're trying to advocate things through by calling it policy. But guess what policies are, friends? They undermine the Constitution. And that's what they're doing, and that's how they're getting away with it, because the American people don't know that they're breaking the law, because they've never taken the time to read the law. That's how they're getting away with it. People are just taking them for face value. And so it is with our forefathers. If those out there that have, in any sense, have believed the lies that have been told about our forefathers, I'm again here telling you, you have been lied to in a big way. You're hearing right now a revisionist by the name of Woodward saying that the name of Jesus Christ is not mentioned even once in the vast collection of Washington's published letters. Baloney. Washington told the Indians during that particular time that you do well to wish to learn our arts and the ways of life and above all the religion of Jesus Christ. He must have missed that part. Hey, folks, you do know that Satan, he quotes scripture too, right? But he quotes them through omission and he pulls them out of context. You do know that, right? I want to make clear that you understand that. The only ones that are going to know the difference are those that know the genuine word of God. That Satan is perverting the word. And he does it. It's like the FBI. The FBI, when they want to detect counterfeit bills, they tell their agents, and it's probably not the best example, but it is a good example outside of the unconstitutionality of the FBI and their agents, and they're not all bad, by the way. What's interesting to note is that the FBI teaches their agents to study the real bills so that they can detect the counterfeit bills, not the other way around. And so when we know the word of God, guess what? We're going to be able to detect those that don't. And that's exactly what's happening when you study our forefathers. You know exactly who they believe by the fruit that they bore. And if anybody tries to tell you anything different, you're going to find out exactly who's doing the lying. And that's why it's so important to know the Word of God. And that's why it's so important to know your documents. And I'm talking about the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Take you a whole couple hours to read, folks. It's a great way to say thank you to your forefathers for them laying down their lives and giving you the things that you have today, wouldn't you think? I would think so, too. And how much more the Christ to know concerning the doctrine, John 7:17. If we're so grateful for what he did for us on the cross, we should know the word like the back of our hand. And if we're not knowing it like the back of our hand, we're in the process of doing so. We're going to come back in just a moment, folks, just exposing these revisionists once again. I'm still waiting for one of those phone calls coming from one of those that had the audacity to go ahead and write about our forefathers. And on their behalf, what they were doing was regurgitating and parroting what the propagandists and the revisionists had told them because they didn't take the time to pull the curtain back for themselves. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Discounting the revisionists here, folks. That's all we're doing, countering them concerning our forefathers and who it is that they were and what it is that they left us. Notice the modern day politicians are at war with everything our forefathers established, yet the revisionists of today in the present have you believing that our forefathers were the devil and they were a bunch of cultists, a part of the Illuminati, and yet today they're also the ones that are trying to redefine what a Christian is by saying that what's in incumbent in office, both in state and federal governments, that these are Christian men. But yet they're the ones warring against everything God gave us through our forefathers. 2 + 2 = 4, folks. And common sense does come into play here on so many different fronts. I just highlighted the fact during the last segment that Woodward, who is a revisionist, had said that not one time did in the collection of Washington's published letters was the name of Jesus Christ invoked. He's a liar. Furthermore, in one single document in a well-worn handwritten prayer book found among Washington's personal writings after his death, the name of Jesus Christ was directly invoked 12 times. It also appeared numerous additional times throughout the document in other varied forms, such as Jesus, Lord Jesus. Here, let me just say this. If you ever take the time to read some of George Washington's writings about Christ, the dude knew Scripture. And I say that with all due respect. He knew Scripture. He was way more advanced than 99.9% of the people in what you call the Church of America today. He understood sanctification. He understood the blood of Jesus Christ. He understood justification by faith. He understood what a Christian was to do in response of the grace given. Okay? And that's exactly what he did. He rose to the level of expectation. And you can put that up against Scripture as well in 1 Corinthians 9:27 when you get a moment. Washington was boldly forthright in promoting Christianity and numerous official writings and orders. For example, on July 9, 1776, he issued an order to the troops that the general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor so to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier. Wow. That perfectly lines up with Scripture. There is a reason that Paul called us soldiers. There is a reason there's Ephesians 6:12, the armor. Okay? The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor so to live and act as become a Christian soldier? Does that sound like a Satanist, an occultist? Someone that's a part of a cult? Does that sound like that somebody that doesn't believe in the existence of God, or he does, but he just doesn't believe that it intervenes? Well, if he didn't believe it, then why did he pray? Why did he pull the rope to ring the bell of heaven concerning requests that he sent forth to the Lord? I mean, the Bible is clear. The throne of grace is open to us, right, in our time of need. We have a right to go into the Holy of Holies. How? Through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, seven times over, right? To go in, to be a partaker with him. Let our requests be made known. Remember when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray? Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. How's that going to be done if you don't pray? And isn't it interesting, our exemplar, that being Jesus Christ, he said, Father of heaven, Lord of heaven, I thank you that you always hear me. He was a prayer, and so should we. And we're supposed to pray without ceasing. Isn't that what it tells us? Yep, that's what these men did. And they knew the Lord. And there's a big difference between what we seen back then with men of God and what we see today with those that want to call themselves men of God. One is genuine, and one is a counterfeit in more ways than you know. On May 2nd, 1778, he reminded his soldiers at Valley Forge to the distinguished character of a patriot. It should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of a Christian. This is Washington. There are numerous other examples to demonstrate Washington's Christian beliefs, including the many documented reports of extensive prayer activities and of his faithful church attendance, as well as his involvement in the positions of leadership in several different Christian churches. And just as Washington's involvement in Freemasonry, remember, once and twice in the last 30 years, those that traveled that were stone layers, right, is overemphasized. His Christian involvement is underemphased. No, they want to completely eradicate all of that. They want to expunge all of the truth of the matter when it comes to the character of Washington and our forefathers. They want to redact everything, friends. An honest examination of the writings of the few founding forefathers who were Freemasons find no evidence whatsoever of hostility towards Christianity, period. Matter of fact, to the contrary, the writings of the founders demonstrate general, unequivocal Christian commitment of those individuals expressed both in private and in public. Here we are 250 years later. Oh my goodness, folks. Can you believe it? Let me ask you this, and I'm going to give you some quotes from our forefathers. Have we reaped the harvest of wicked men? Concerning our forefathers, have we reaped the harvest of wicked men? Or do we see wicked men in the present trying to undo everything that righteous men established? Again, have we reaped the harvest of wicked men the way that the revisionists and propagandists would suggest to us today concerning our forefathers? Or have we, in fact, reaped the harvest of them that have sown in righteousness? Look to your founding documents, folks. The answer is obvious, is it not? Yes, it is. Let's go to George Washington, judge, member of the Continental Congress, commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, president of the Constitutional Convention, the first president of the United States of America, the father of his country, he was called. While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, this is the time that they were fighting off the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Keep that in mind. We certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of Christianity, to the distinguished character of a patriot. That means to uphold dying laws. It should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian. The blessing and protection of heaven are at all times, said Washington, necessarily, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier, defending the dearest rights and liberties of this country. He ends with, I now make it my earnest prayer, said Washington, that God would most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with charity, humility, and temper of the mind, which were the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion. Speaking of Jesus Christ. Okay. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Before it's news.com, top left side of both those pages. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for all of those people that have educated many of you into believing the opposite of what we have been talking about concerning this 9-part series and our forefathers. Their silence speaks volumes. Where are they at, folks? They know I'm doing the show. Many are probably listening right now. These are the ones that, after the show, instead of calling me and being a man or a woman to confront me with what they think are facts, it's interesting how they go to my comments section and take shots at me. That's what these people are made out of. This is what they've been doing for 20 years. They act like the enemy. They act like the enemy, friends, that they continue to decry. That's exactly what they do. They're hypocrites. They hold the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. And they profess themselves to be wise, don't they? Yeah, but the Bible says they're fools, and that's exactly what they are. They want you to look at a tree, a righteous tree, and say it's bearing wicked fruit. And they want you to look at a wicked tree in the present, and they want you to believe it's bearing righteous fruit. It is not in any sense of the word. John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, judge. He was a prophet is what he was. He was a diplomat, one of the two signers of the Bill of Rights, and he was the second president of the United States of America. They called him the Colossus of Independence. This is what he said. Listen carefully. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, as eternal and immutable, unchangeable as the existence and the attributes of God. He said, without Christianity, this world would be something not fit to be mentioned in polite company. I mean hell. Just hang on 1 second. I just got a couple more quotes for you, and then we are done with this series. And I appreciate your guys' patience, and I thank you guys all for hanging in there with me. Just hold over with me for about 10 minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just go ahead and disconnect it. Go for it.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.